This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Okay, friends, we're on fire tonight. What a show. Gordon Chang, Dan Crenshaw, and America's number one doctor on the coronavirus, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Those guys are just this hour. Next hour, we've got Kellyanne Conway. Next hour, we've got former Lieutenant Governor of New York and foremost Obamacare authority, Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy. Shelley Goldberg with some very especially helpful stuff this season. Kristen B. Tate also on some updates. And we've got a very special love letter to those who have suffered in this season from a friend of this broadcast by the name of Christy Thompson Campbell. You don't want to miss hour two either. That's coming up as well. But Kevin McCullough welcoming you into a fifth week of special coronavirus coverage on Radio Night Live. This is a joint production between my Monday through Friday Kevin McCullough radio staff and my weekend Radio Night Live crew that I could not live without. I love all of these guys. So grateful for them. And we get things started off first with what about China's role in this entire mess? Shouldn't they have to pay a price for basically exporting a pathogen to the United States on purpose? I sit down with the number one China authority on planet Earth, Gordon Chang.
The virus came along and I'm not happy. I let them know I'm not happy. So, you know, we had a very bad relationship with China. Then we had a good relationship because we made a great deal. But we're not happy. This is not a good thing that happened.
All right, that's the president. And increasingly, talking about how unhappy he is. He's actually rather reserved when you think about how bold and sometimes bombastic he's accused of being. He's being very measured publicly with his tone about what China has done and what it hasn't done. But friends, I had my inbox inundated over the weekend with more and more citations and reports from people saying that it just increasingly appears that there was some malign behavior on China's part, that they've lied from the beginning about where this came from and what happened, even how they responded to it. And so there's one expert in my book that I turn to on all things related to the region. He is Gordon G. Chang. And if you follow him on Twitter, it is Gordon G. Chang, GordonChang.com. But you see him on the different news channels. And of course, he's written a number of very important works on the relationship of China to the region, but also the region to the world, and why it's really important that we pay attention there. And Gordon, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. I'm curious, before we talk shop just a little bit, give us a peek inside the Chang household. How are you guys holding up under the shelter orders, and how have you proceeded thus far?
Thanks, Kevin. Well, we've been sheltering now for 3.5 or so weeks. New Jersey is in a ordered lockdown, and so basically we're just staying at home.
Yeah.
And we expect to be here 4 weeks more. So this is splendid isolation.
Well, if you like the family that you have, then I guess this is a good time. And that's a different conversation altogether for some families. But anyway, I'm glad to hear that you're safe and well. Let me turn to the president's objection. He was asked about it by, I think it was John Roberts of Fox News, in the White House briefing sometime last week, and he just kind of barely hat-tipped his indication, but he said, yeah, we're hearing more that this thing that had thought to have been a wild rumor that they had had this pathogen escape the virology lab outside of Wuhan as some sort of just, you know, kind of wild conspiracy, turns out, it looks like there's more and more people saying that there is truth to this. Give me your best understanding of what we know and what the president should, in fact, do in response.
Yeah, I think the most probable chain of events is that this virus accidentally left the Wuhan Institute of Virology and then started to spread not only around Wuhan, but of course the rest of China and the world. There is an article in The Lancet, which is the authoritative British medical journal. It was posted January 24, and it says that many of the initial coronavirus cases have nothing to do with the wet market in Wuhan, which is the other theory
yeah.
that it originated
the guinea pig.
There.
Yeah.
So that the science seems to say that it was not the wet market. Also, people talking about bats as being the source of the coronavirus. Well, those bats were not sold at that wet market. And indeed, there's something else very curious, and that, Kevin, at the end of March, Beijing was opening up wet markets across China. And that's an indication that Chinese officials knew that it did not come from a wet market. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done that. So I think that the president's comments indeed are measured, and that it is most likely that the coronavirus accidentally escaped from that lab.
If that's true, then of course they lied to us, but they also recruited the World Health Organization to participate in those lies. How far does the indictment go, and what should be our response as, you know, certainly a country that has paid a major price for this dishonesty?
Yeah. If it weren't for two organizations, the Communist Party of China and the World Health Organization, this would have really just been an outbreak which was contained in Wuhan in central China. Instead, it's become a global pandemic. Chinese leaders announced only on January 20 that the coronavirus was transmissible human to human. But doctors in Wuhan knew that the second week of December. So that means that Beijing knew a little while after that, which also means that for, what, 5.5 or so weeks, Chinese leaders didn't say anything about this. Now, not saying anything about it would have been highly irresponsible, but Chinese leaders misled the international community through the World Health Organization by trying to take the position that it was not so transmissible. And that, I think, lulled health officials around the world into not taking precautions that they otherwise would have. One other thing, Kevin, and that is that Beijing pressured countries not to impose travel restrictions and quarantines on arrivals from China, and the World Health Organization helped them do that as well. When you put those two facts together, deliberately lying about the transmissibility of the disease and encouraging countries to take arrivals from China, you have to believe that China's actions, helped by the WHO, were either reckless or, more probably, malicious. Because if you're Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, and you see what coronavirus has done to cripple your country, if you then wanted to get even by spreading the coronavirus around the world, you would have done exactly what Xi Jinping, in fact, did. And that shows that the actions were malign.
Okay, so that's a pretty clear-cut case. How does the rest of the world respond to it? I mean, this is certainly something that's going to cost hundreds of thousands of lives. We are going to see millions of people be infected. We are experiencing an economic throttling of the global economy in ways we haven't seen since the Great Depression before World War II. What is an appropriate response to this type of? And I don't have any other term to reference this other than evil. How do we respond to that?
Yeah. Kevin, this is not only a crime against humanity, this is a crime against all of humanity. And this is the first time in history that one country has attacked all other countries at the same time. So there are a couple things. And although I'm sure people don't want to think about this, I believe that we should be holding Chinese leaders accountable and bringing them before a Nuremberg-type tribunal. In addition, I think that the United States and the other issuers of major currencies should be seizing Chinese assets. simultaneously. And the reason why we need to impose costs on China is because this is not the last time that a disease is going to start in China and escape
and be weaponized
the world.
Yeah.
And we've got to deter China from weaponizing the next disease. So as much as we don't want to do this, and I can understand why, we have to take stern measures against China because we've got to protect future generations of Americans and people in the world in the future.
Well, when you openly lie about where it came from, when you openly lie about how dangerous it is, when you recruit world bodies to pass those lies on to lower people's guards, and then you specifically criticize people that prevent travel and all the things as you described, Gordon, it's impossible to see it as any other way than just a malicious, evil attack on the rest of the world. And I pray that our president has a lot of wisdom in knowing how to respond, because the thing you bring up in terms of the response is my exact fear that the Chinese, if they are not shown that they're dealing, they cannot do this again, that in fact they will try that. Friends, please follow. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. One of the things that's very obvious about our coverage, if you've been listening to it, is we have focused on bringing you the solutions. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. We have focused in my Monday through Friday broadcast, Kevin McCullough Radio, which if you're not getting it, my podcast is free. If it's not on a local station near you, just go to Kevin McCullough Radio on iTunes or SoundCloud and subscribe now. Or call your favorite local radio station and say, we want Kevin McCullough Radio. I had a big piece in townhall.com this week that Rush Limbaugh read, and it is still the number one article on townhall.com 3 days later. Pretty interesting. But the reason that this audience has grown is because we are focusing on the solutions. And one of the ways we've done that is by bringing the doctors that are actually having success. And one doctor in particular has stood out. His numbers have dwarfed every other private practice doctor in America. He has now treated close to 2,000 patients. He's about to release a massive meta study along with some other physicians that will take a look at more than 2,000 cases combined. And when he does, that will be the largest single study that's been done in America besides his own personal practice. Anyway, that's coming up. He'll tell us more about that. But I want to welcome back to the Radio Night Live microphone the doctor who has had the greatest success in literally helping people get over the coronavirus, Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me.
Let's talk first about what's going on in your practice. When you last met with us, you had only treated a few more than 300 patients at that point. Where are you at today, and what are your findings?
So fortunately, the intensity, we seem to have peaked, and the number of cases are going down, which it's nice to see, because at one point it was almost a catastrophe. But up to 3 days ago, because that's my statistics that I calculated, we had 1,450 patients that were diagnosed with COVID-19. Out of those 1,450 patients, I separated them into two groups. In the high-risk group, which was over the age of 60 with symptoms, or anyone with symptoms that had serious medical problems like cancer, diabetes, or anyone that looked very sick, I treated those patients only. And so out of that group, there was 405 high-risk patients. And statistically, you would have expected 5% of them to die. That's 20 patients would have died, and a multiple like 40 patients on a respirator, because these are the very high-risk patients.
Right.
My statistics were two patients died, unfortunately, and four were on a ventilator. And those four actually survived, and they're now off the ventilator. So that was obviously a significant finding. Basically, my results mirror that of Didier Raoul from
France, right?
And that of the country of Brazil, because the president of Brazil is a fan of mine, and he actually deployed my protocols 3.5 weeks ago in several hospitals and clinics, and they had a decrease and death by 95%. And so
Zev, I want to make sure that I heard that correctly. So Brazil took note of what you were doing. They implemented your protocol, which by the way was pretty specific in terms of dosages, and you were not giving high level dosages of hydroxychloroquine. I saw a couple of studies this weekend that were like giving extremely high doses, and they had some people die. You were a measured dose. They put in your protocol, and they dropped fatalities by how much?
95%.
That's nationwide for Brazil.
No, in the hospitals and clinics that they
deploy. Oh, the ones that the ones that the government operate. Okay. Wow. That's amazing.
And that's consistent with Didier in France, and that's consistent with what I'm seeing. And the common denominator is that we all started treating early, before the patient needs to go on a ventilator.
Right.
So it's much easier to put out a small fire than a large fire. So it's clear to me that early intervention with these very safe medications essentially will fix this problem. And I'll be as bold now to say, I wouldn't have said it a few weeks ago because I didn't have yet the confidence in the data, but now I do. And just have to tell you that coming out with a study this week with over 2,000 case reports, it's a meta-analysis, which means not only my data, but the data of other physicians. And we're going to compare that to the DDA from France's data. And the study is going to be published, and it's going to show exactly what I'm saying, that there's been a 95% reduction in death and hospitalizations. Now, I'm going to say the following. I know exactly what's going on in the media and with the studies that are being published. We'll address that in a minute. But here's, and history will prove this to be true, that if we deploy these protocols nationwide and begin to treat patients at the primary care level, meaning at the doctor's office, early in the infectious process, this plague will end. The number of deaths will go down by 90 to 95%. A hospital crisis and respiratory crisis will naturally resolve itself, and the economy could reopen within a week.
That's a big statement, Dr. Zelenko. And considering the fact that there have been over the weekend, I was inundated because you know that on just before you and I met, I was waving the hydroxy flag pretty hard. And then when you and I were able to actually confer, it seemed to bring some great synergy, at least to the things I was saying. And so I've had targets on me, and people are saying, "Oh, you know, you're just for this because Trump is," and all the rest of this stuff. And so they produced these two studies, one that I mentioned earlier that said that high doses of chloroquine are dangerous, and they had a couple people die, and they pulled off. And then other people were saying that the nation of France was going to end their trials because they said it wasn't working. And you have worked with this drug and this cocktail now for a number of weeks, and you've had the most success of any American doctor. What is your reaction to these stories that are being produced?
So these studies are designed to fail. You know, this is a very coordinated effort to disparage this approach. We can analyze why, but if you notice, all these studies are being done on patients that are cherry-picked from the hospital setting, which are sick, and they themselves have a mortality rate of 50%.
Meaning that they're late stage already.
Right, and so it's probably true that the drugs don't work at that stage. I'm not denying that. I would agree with that the studies are right. However, what they're doing is they're generalizing and saying, well, you see, the drug didn't work, so it doesn't work in all settings. And that is, first of all, a logical fallacy. Second of all, it's dishonest. Third of all, it's criminal. And it's going to lead to mass murder. What I mean by that is that I don't disagree that if you wait until a person's on a ventilator, that they have very bad probability and statistics. It's obvious. I agree. You don't need a rocket scientist to know that. However, that's not what I've been saying for the last 6 weeks.
Right.
I'm saying take these drugs and use them when it makes a difference. So it's incredibly dishonest and there's a nefarious, evil component here. And I'll tell you what it is. I'll say it out there. The political dimension to this is obvious, right? Is this... This works out.
Dr. Zelenko, hold that thought. Let me take this quick break. We're going to come right back with just a few minutes more of Dr. Zev Zelenko on Radio Night Live, where every week we are trying to point you to the positive solution stories. Also yet to come this hour, Congressman Dan Crenshaw. He's got a new book, but he's got thoughts on all things Washington, D.C. and their dysfunction dealing with this coronavirus issue as well. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you on a very...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a number of hospitalizations in his state has fallen to the lowest level in 21 days. The governor also announced a new way he'll begin testing.
We're going to authorize all the independent pharmacists in the state to be collection sites for testing. I assume, and my guess, and my educated guess, is that independent pharmacists will take us up on this.
New York has started testing healthcare workers for coronavirus antibodies and will do the same next week with transitive law enforcement workers, doctors, nurses, and other employees at four New York City hospitals that have handled high volumes of coronavirus patients and will be the first tested. Georgia is now one of the states that's beginning to reopen businesses. Oklahoma and Alaska are also starting to ease their restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to New York on a Saturday night. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough still doing the cooperative coronavirus coverage between my staff Monday through Friday. Kevin McCullough Radio and the weekend edition staff of Radio Night Live. We are combining all the resources that we have to give you the very best, most up-to-date coronavirus important coverage. And if you missed my column at townhall.com this week, you need to go read it. Antibody testing proves that we've been had. And I know that my current guest in many ways agrees with many of the presuppositions in that article. If you were with us in the last few minutes, you know that over the weekend, you know that over the last couple of days, I've made mention that people are trying to actively discredit the theory behind hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak and the zinc cocktail. Some people are not using the zinc. They're still having great success. Some people are. They're having great success. But the Z-Pak hydroxy combo seems to be working for thousands of doctors across the country now. And I'm curious as to why these, as Dr. Zelenko described them, cherry-picked studies are now suddenly popping up on CNN.com and other places when it seems to me they run counterintuitive and counterfactual to the rest of the people that are actually on the front lines doing this work. And Dr. Zelenko, that's one of my beefs with these issues. People have talked to ivory tower officials that have sat in their offices and studied reports and data, but nobody's talking to the people like you that have treated 1,450 patients of your own and are going to be part of a meta study that's coming out that has 2,000 case examples in it. I mean, my frustration is that they're not talking to the right people.
Listen, that's, again, orchestrated and done by design, because there's profit and politics that are at play here. So, as you know, there are very expensive treatments that have been developed. Actually, some of them do work in the hospital settings for the sick patients. And there's also been tremendous billions of dollars poured into vaccine development. Now, if this $12 or $20 protocol that I've advocated for takes hold on a national scale, we have a big problem. They have a big problem. The problem is like this, that first of all, it's going to make the vaccine a moot point.
Yeah.
Because this virus is so infectious that there's no way of stopping it, essentially. So everyone's going to get it. The task at hand is that we have to be able to treat patients that are in the high-risk category early in the disease so that they don't develop those catastrophic pulmonary complications. And up to this point, we haven't had any clinical approach to it. Now, I've been advocating this approach. I'm basically giving the medical community the weapon, the bullet, to be able to kill this virus early in the process. And what that means is that this will become like any other infection, where if you get it and you're in the high-risk category, you go to the doctor gives you medication, you suffer for a week or two, and then you get better, and that's it. You don't need to die. So, and then you're immune. So you understand the the ramifications here?
Yeah, it's now, it's a loss of lined pockets is what it is.
I can tell you one thing. I know half of this country is not going to believe me. They think I'm some quack who's quacking all day. That's fine. But you know what? History, this is historic. This is not the usual, you know, events. So this global crisis will resolve itself, and you cannot suppress scientific truth too long.
That's
it
true.
Comes out. Truth is truth. Galileo had to wait to 50 years to be accepted. I hope that this truth doesn't get delayed too long, because every moment that it's delayed, more people unnecessarily die, and the financial ruin of this country gets propagated, and that's also life. You know,
yeah.
Economics is not a joke. Economics is people's livelihoods. It's people's vitality, and it's also, you know, how many people are, because of the social isolation, at risk to commit suicide and have mental issues?
Yeah.
And also, another dimension to this is there's a lot of collateral damage. There are people that still have heart attacks and have strokes and still have diabetic emergencies, and they actually need appendicitis surgeries. And because the medical system is so swamped and overwhelmed, a lot of these patients are also falling by the wayside. So this number of deaths that is being quoted all the time is, first of all, it's a lie. And I'll tell you why. I know some nursing homes are losing 20% of their residents. That's not being reported. And all the suicides, that's not being reported. And all the collateral damage of patients who otherwise would have survived if we had the capacity, that's not being reported.
Well, Dr. Zelenko, also miraculously, it appears that the flu has completely disappeared from the CDC reporting. In other words, we cured the flu, and in some cases, heart disease and cancers, because of the way they're counting. If you come in and you're just COVID positive, but you die from a heart attack, or you're COVID positive and you die from liver failure, or you're COVID positive and you had the flu and you died from complications of that, they're not reporting it as that, and the CDC admitted it. So there are a lot of problems with the numbers, and there's a lot of problems with the research that's going on. I'm just thankful that you're still there telling the truth, telling what's happening, and when you do publish that meta study, come back and tell us more about it.
Sure. Thank
All right.
You so much,
Dr. Zev Zelenko, come back and listen to the podcast of this conversation if you missed any of it. Kevin McCullough, come right back.
J. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You're listening to Radio Night Live, live from New York. Kevin McCullough, as we finish out Hour 1 with Dan Crenshaw for the next few minutes, it's going to be great. But next hour, Kellyanne Conway, Kristen B. Tate, and a very special love letter from somebody to those of you who are suffering in this coronavirus season. We've got a big, big Hour 2 on tap. Do not miss it. Only on Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, the special coronavirus coverage. All right, Kevin McCullough, one of the things we tried to do throughout our coverage of the coronavirus era is to keep you in touch with not only what the doctors and the medical communities are doing by way of treatments and potentials, but also keeping you in informed with what your lawmakers are doing. And when it comes to that, there is someone who has taken on AOC from our area in some legendary ways in his short time in the Congress, and he is someone who is fighting for the best of America every single day. Congressman Dan Crenshaw joins us. And Congressman, thank you for your service in the Congress. Thank you also for your service to your country in uniform.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. Great to be with you.
So let's break down what's going on from where you sit, because I know that there is a large gap sometimes between the way people that are in their apartments in Queens or Brooklyn or Midtown might feel things are proceeding and the way Washington, D.C. actually perceives them. So talk to me about where we are in the corona era, according to Dan Crenshaw.
Well, I'll frame it this way. Let me frame it also the way I'd like to see it. We were hit with this problem, this pandemic, and we can finger point all day long, and there's a lot of political opportunists who just love doing that, but that's useless in the end. The fact is that it's a pandemic that hit us because, well, China hid many of the facts surrounding the extent of the virus. And as it hit us, we were blindsided, and we had to retreat into what I would call a tactical retreat, and that looks a lot like sheltering in place. And so what we need to do a better job of is defining what the point of sheltering in place is. And the point is to let our public health system catch up, flatten the curve a bit, but we're not going to get rid of it. If we keep extending the timelines because there's more and more cases, I don't think that's feasible or sustainable, because there's a whole other public health crisis that occurs when you have millions and millions of people filing for unemployment, losing their jobs, losing their businesses. Okay, so that balance has to be figured out, and we have to set a timeline and then boldly stick to it and then come back out of hiding and actually fight against it. And we fight against it with the tools that we've been developing in the meantime, more testing, more understanding of who's immune to it and how to test them and get them some kind of certificate of health, how to properly social distance but also go back to work, getting our hospital capacity up to par and getting our PPE up to par and getting our industrial capacity moving towards creating more ventilators. And we're doing a lot of these things, of course, but what I would like to see more of is talking about it as an actual strategy and a bold timeline that we actually stick to. And what I've seen instead is a little bit of a vague timeline put out by our public health officials, because they don't ever want to be wrong, of course.
Right.
But that's not leadership. And then on the other side, what I'm seeing is just any opportunity to take a sniper shot at anybody who dares to talk about this honestly. They engage in political opportunism and accuse them of having the blood of Americans on their hands, which is just disgusting rhetoric that I keep hearing from media and Democrats. But
sure,
that's what we got to get away from that.
Well, it is something that I think is going to be a constant tension in the weeks to come, right? So none of this is a zero-sum game. And my friend Carol Markowitz, who just recently published in the New York Post in her column about how do we begin to think about reopening business, like she told me, she said, Kev, the pushback that I got just because I asked the question at some point seemed almost irrational, because at some point you have to go from where we are now to whatever we hope to be again. And that's going to take gradients, isn't it, Congressman?
Yeah, it's going to take some grace. It's going to take some fortitude, which, by the way, is the name of my new book, and it just came out today, so I feel obligated to say that.
Oh, we're going to talk about it, yeah.
And a lot about what I talk about in that book is the need to think before we emotionally react. And like you said, it was like an irrational reaction, as if that's such an insane thing to say. And, of course, the people who react that way didn't lose their jobs. I mean, 100% of the people reacting that way did not lose their jobs.
Right.
Guaranteed. And they probably don't know anybody who lost their jobs. To say that isn't in itself a public health issue is crazy. There's going to be more suicides, more divorces, more mental health issues. I talk to doctors who are told not to do any other procedures, even though in Houston, at least, our hospitals are like 50% filled. And they're not doing any other procedures. Well, these aren't just nose jobs, okay? Like, these are important procedures that people need. You can call them elective, I guess, it's still healthcare that needs to be done. And they're not doing it. And that also means that our healthcare system is getting underfunded because nobody's paying for these procedures. So So there's other problems, and if you're not talking about that, you're not being honest. And you know, a big part of my book is trying to saying that an element of mental toughness, and the theme of the book is mental toughness, how to be more mentally tough. But an element of that is having the ability to think through things, and not engage in that kind of emotional gut reaction to go after your opponent and try to cancel them or unleash the Twitter mob at them, you know,
right.
Some kind of emotionally tinged statement, which gets a lot of clicks, but doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, and I think that not only is well said, it needs to be plastered on plaques all over the public space so that we can be reminded of this. Congressman, I do have to say that I do think there are ways in which we've done well in this crisis, but I share your frustration. I feel like there's so much more that we could do. And I don't think it's wrong to put expectations on people. I don't think it's wrong to continue to ask Governor Cuomo, as irritated as he gets at it, in terms of when things are going to be able to begin to change and move and grow. I don't think it's wrong to ask, because we have to have a forward-leaning and a forward-looking dynamic. We're speaking with Congressman Dan Crenshaw. Just let me real quickly plug the book, Fortitude, American Resilience in the Era of Outrage. It is now out, published by Hachette, and I love those guys over there. And you get into some pretty personal stuff in this book, Congressman. We'll talk about that and more as we continue with Congressman Dan Crenshaw. He is a real hero to people that love America, love liberty, have many, many questions in their mind about AOC and some of the crazy stuff she said. He's really gone toe-to-toe with her and held her accountable. We love that about Congressman Crenshaw. And he continues with us with a little insight from his brand-new book, That's Straight Ahead. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thank you. And thank you to Mr. Limbaugh for reading my big column this week and catapulting it to the number one most read article. Just appreciate all that love and support. Coming right back, it's Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We're speaking with Dan Crenshaw, and the book is called Fortitude. And I really recommend that everybody listening get a copy. I think you're going to be challenged. American Resilience in the Era of Outrage. You do have a very interesting chapter title for Chapter 4, and this is not something that modern culture and current society likes to deal with, but you say, be still. Why?
Yeah, so the Be Still chapter, the name comes from a play on words from a patrolling tactic. We like acronyms in the military, and so we say do the still thing, which is actually an acronym for stop, look, listen, and smell. And it just means literally that: stop, look, listen, and smell. Understand your surroundings before you react, and then move on. And so I said, well, that kind of sounds like being still. And being still has its own kind of literal terminology, and it literally means be still. So stop, listen, count to 10 before you react. And so that entire chapter is about that. And I go into a lot of detail on be still before you react to a policy prescription from a politician. Be still before you react to a headline that is just enraging you. Like, take the time and look into it. Because guess what? There's a really good chance that there's more context, that there's more levels here, and that you should not react emotionally, that you should not post that angry Facebook post just yet. And that's really what it's about. And I have some really funny, interesting stories in there as well from SEAL training about stillness and how we train for that. But you're going to have to buy the book to
know what
those stories are.
Not going to give it away completely. And Dan, my brother-in-law is active duty Navy right now. He's an NFO, and of course quarantining like the rest of us. But his group is out on patrol right now, and when they come back, he's going to have other opportunities to continue. And I've seen so much from his training, from SEER school, from Top Gun, from test pilot school. What you guys do in the military is so different, and so in some ways unlike anything that we find in civilian life. I wish everyone could have the opportunity to peek in on some of those lessons that you get to learn, because it is amazingly helpful, and I think it gives a better perspective of gratitude for today. And let me just end there. Chapter 10 is the story of America. What is the story of America to Dan Crenshaw?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And this is the only chapter that is a little bit more political, I guess, than the other chapters. And what I point out is that the culture of victimhood that has permeated America, and I talk about that throughout the book, it's created this sort of hatred of America. Because for a victim to be a victim, there has to be an oppressor. And that oppressor in the progressive mind has eventually become America itself. And not just progressives. I actually criticize conservatives, too, in some ways as being complicit in some of this. But ultimately, it is progressives that offer the wrong solution to this problem.
Correct.
Because ultimately, they're saying that only government can save you, but only a revolutionary government can save you. And for a revolution to happen, you need to undermine the foundations of our country. We have to say the country is an oppressor and that it's bad, that the American flag is bad, that the national anthem should be protested, that the Pledge of Allegiance should be protested, that America was founded on genocide, as Beto O'Rourke liked to say. So they're telling the wrong story of America because they want to implement their utopia and control people. And fundamentally, that's what it is. And so we have to start telling the right story of America and show gratitude for all the amazing things that we have.
Congressman, we're thankful for your service on both as a military person and also as someone who's represented.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.